Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com. I want to thank you for tuning in to yet another AJ Nashville podcast. I know it takes time out of your day, and I appreciate sharing that time with you. Today is Monday. It's a gloomy day, but the weather outside is fair. It's semi-warm, which is a break from what it's been like over the weekend, obviously. But Mondays are always big days for people in the mortgage and real estate industry because obviously people have been out there, they're looking at homes, they're putting offers in. You know, if you're in this market, putting offers in as a buyer could sometimes become exhausting because you're putting so many offers in on so many different homes, and sometimes you're losing by $1,000, sometimes you're losing by more, and sometimes your dream home just isn't the one that is the one that you win. So that's kind of what this podcast is about. It's not about putting offers in on homes, but it's about continuing to push forward even when the odds are stacked against us. You know, a lot of us have what I call the art of giving up, you know, where we've mastered that art where we look at something, we say, fuck, you know what? It's too difficult. Just throw the towel in. Let's give up. Let's find a different way. Let's just not do it. You know, sometimes, especially right now with people having New Year's resolutions, a lot of people have already thrown the towel in. They say, fuck this. You know what? It's too difficult. I don't know why I set this stupid goal in the first place. I'm just going to go back to doing what it was I was doing. And then later on down the road, there's a little bit of guilt. You know, one of the prime ones that I want to talk about is like weight loss. We sit there and at the beginning of the year, oh, I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to get a fucking gym membership and I'm going to work out and lift heavy things and I'm going to be buff. And come summertime, I'm going to take my shirt off and everybody's going to drool. And then, you know, January 15th hits and you're like, can't go to the gym today. Got too much going on. Then January 30th hits and you're like, Jim, who's that? That's the type of thing I talk about. And then summertime comes around. And you get out there and you get on the lake and you go to hang out with your friends and you're like, yep, dad bod, embracing this. We make excuses. It's okay to give up because it's become socially acceptable. You know, the dad bod, for example. I'm extremely guilty of that and guilty of using that leverage to make it okay for me being overweight. You know, I look at the fact that it's acceptable and I'm like, oh, whatever, it's a dad bod. It's okay. It works. It's what people, you know, they're used to. And in reality, it's not. That's giving myself a crutch for doing things and being complacent where I am in life instead of taking action and doing what I need to do to get back in the shape that I need to be in. The fact of the matter is the shape that I need to be in isn't just for me. I don't need to be in shape so I can look at myself in the mirror and be like, dude, you're a stud. Check yourself out. Obviously, I don't do that anymore. I was thinking about that the other day. I don't look at the mirror and need to get to a point where I'm just, you know, this sculpted body or something like that because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because I don't want to dedicate the time to make it happen. But what I do have to do is do it for my children's sake. You know, a lot of aches and pains and stuff over the weekend. My knee's been hurting pretty bad. Most of you know that I broke my legs back in 2013 and I still have some pain from that. And I got to thinking about that health aspect of it and what happens if I don't take care of myself in 10 years when the kids want to go outside and throw a baseball, play basketball, ride bikes, whatever it is that they want to do, and daddy can't because daddy's out of shape or daddy didn't take care of his body because I allowed myself to use the excuse of, you know, I don't want to go out to the gym today. I don't want to do this because it's too hard. You know, it's hard. It's hard to watch kids that want to do something, but you can't do it because you're not in the best shape to do so. I don't want this podcast to be all about health because that's not what it's about. You know, it's about the fact that people are complacent with giving up. They're okay with just saying, you know what, fuck it, let's throw the towel in. Not all people, but some people. And once we change our mindset about it to focus on achieving whatever dreams it is that we have, well, then you start seeing those things come to life. You know, not every time if you sit there and say, I want to be a millionaire, when? Tomorrow. Well, the odds of that happening are pretty low, really low. But if you set a realistic goal and you work towards obtaining it, then you have a chance of being that millionaire. It's just not going to happen tomorrow in most cases, unless you do something just, I don't know. I don't even know if you could play the lottery between now and tomorrow. One example of that is there was something I wanted to be involved in this year. I set a goal and my goal was set. It was set pretty high and it was a reaching goal. And when I went to go achieve that goal, I was very confident that I was going to achieve it. And then when I found out the numbers were different than they were the year before, it was a letdown for me because I really wanted to achieve that goal. But I looked at it and I said, hey, this is what it's going to be. Here's how I'm going to get to it. And then it was a little bit different because I didn't do my research in the beginning. I just assumed that it was the same as it was the year prior, and it wasn't. And that was a letdown for me because I really wanted to achieve this particular goal because it goes back to help other people, which is something that I firmly believe in. But at the same time, I can't put myself in an awkward situation because I want to overextend and help somebody else. And that's a big thing that I talk about from time to time with people is it's hard to, you know, you can't help somebody who is drowning if you're drowning yourself and can't take in that oxygen that it takes to move your body to help somebody else. So if you're currently drowning, don't overwhelm yourself with helping other people. Make sure you get yourself to a level to where you're able to sustain and you're able to float and do the things you needed to do before you start reaching out and helping everybody else around you. I know if you're like me, you really want to serve, you really want to help, you really want to do things that you can do to help others along. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and in this particular instance with my goal and everything else, I'm still helping, just not to the degree that I wanted to help, but I'm still helping nonetheless. So it's not that it's a struggle or anything else. It's just I set my goal to a point where it was reaching for me, and then it became even further once the information was updated. So I look at that goal now and I take a lesson from it. I take a lesson that I need to do more research in the future. If I'm going to set a goal, I need to set it on factual, hard numbers, not numbers that I think are going to be what they are. And then in turn, they're not. So I'm not able to achieve that goal. So that was a learning lesson. It was a failure nonetheless, but it was a learning lesson. And I didn't give up because there's still other things I can do to help push towards that goal. You know, over the weekend, I thought about something very basic and very, very small, you know. Growing up as a kid, you would open up the refrigerator at my house and it would be empty. If there was something in it, it was because it was left over and it was probably moldy and bad by that time. It was probably something that was unedible. You know, maybe it was government cheese, whatever it may be. And I want to clarify something. We weren't always broke and poor. So this wasn't my fridge from the age of 1 to 18, but this was my fridge for a good portion of life. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking as I get stuff out for my children. And I think about the fridge. And I look at it and I say, you know what? I can open this thing up now and there's food in it. There's something to eat. There's something for my children to nourish their bodies. And I know how proud that makes me because I look at my young children and nothing makes me happier than to be able to provide for them. And then I think about my mom and the situation and the mindset she must have had when the refrigerator was open and there was nothing in it. It had to have killed her because I know what it would do for me. But yet she kept pushing. She kept putting a smile on her face. She kept letting us know it would be okay. We didn't go hungry. That was one thing she made sure of. We always had something. It may not have been the something that we would want, you know, the pizza with the pepperoni. We didn't have that shit when I was a kid, but it was something. And sometimes she would go hungry because we had to have something, but she couldn't have something because if she did, it would take away from us. And when you actually stop and think about that, it's heartbreaking. You know, it's something that somebody else is sacrificing to make sure that we're taken care of, but she never quit. She never threw in the towel. She didn't say, hey guys, you know what? I'm putting you guys up for adoption because I can't take care of you. Instead, she kept pushing forward and doing what she could as a mother and working her ass off in order to provide for us. She didn't quit. See, the art of giving up would have allowed her to say, you know what? I can't take care of you guys. You guys can go stay in that group home that you got placed in, Alex. Do the things you need to do, but you're going to do it without me. We're going to put you up for adoption. That would have been quitting. Now that's an extreme example of quitting, but it's a real example that some people go through. You know, and the other thing is a lot of people don't realize that there's other people watching. You know, this is something that's always taken me by surprise. I get messages, I'll get tagged in something and it's somebody talking about how something I said or something I did helped change their life. And that's an example that you set for other people. Because if you set the example that you're quitting or that you're a quitter, that's what they expect from you. And so they no longer follow you. Or if they did follow you and they had that respect for you because you kept driving forward and then suddenly you give up, what does that do to their mindset? That lets them know it's okay with giving up. When shit gets hard, it's okay to quit. And that's not the case. You never know who's watching. You know, it may not be somebody that's very vocal on my Facebook page or very vocal on my podcast page or anything like that. It could be a complete stranger. But the fact is, my message resonates on certain people's ears and they're able to hear something that helps them along maybe just that day, maybe on a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis. I don't know. But my goal when I started this podcast was to help one person. And I'm finding out that more than one person has been reached, that more than one person supports this podcast. And that's huge. You know, that's the whole reason why I put this together. I had a friend of mine say, man, I wish I had the dedication you have to do that podcast every week. It's hard. I've started this podcast over at least 6 or 7 times today. I start recording. I get, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes in, and my mind goes blank. And I stop, and I delete, and I start over. Why do I do it that way? Because I don't edit my podcast. Those of you that are listening, there's been very few times that anything in my podcast has ever been edited. It's all directly from my head as we go, and that's it. Not having the co-host makes it kind of difficult because there's no break in time. If you hear silence on the other end, it's because I have to take a breath, a swallow, or gather my thoughts, but I have to do so in a matter of seconds. Because if it goes silent for minutes or more than a few seconds, I'm going to lose the interest of the people that are listening. My message no longer resonates because now it's like, all right, what's this guy doing? Does he not have his shit together? Does he not know what he's doing? You know, it's gotten to the point where I'm having to write down stuff now so I can follow a pathway. But guess what? It's a learning lesson. Like I said, when you start this podcast 6 or 7 times, you sit there and I sit there and I think, okay, what was it that I messed up on? Where did my mind start to wander off to something else? And how can I improve it? And then I turn around and I hit record and I start again and I put it out there. And guess what? If I fuck up, I'll start over. I don't care if I'm 19 minutes into a 20-minute podcast. I have to deliver the best every single time. Same with my equipment. You know, when I got into podcasting, it was something that I didn't know if I was going to carry forward with it. I set a goal and I crushed that goal. But I had very basic equipment. And as I've grown, this equipment has started to grow as well. And the big thing with that is I want to deliver a high-quality podcast instead of giving up on what it is that I achieve to do, and that's help other people. So if I give up on that and don't deliver a high-quality podcast, then less people are going to hear it, which means I have less of a chance to impact other people's lives. That's something I don't want to do. Speaking of growth and impact, I want to talk about one of our sponsors, House on the Rock Home Inspections. These guys are the best. When you buy a bigger house, you typically do so because your family has grown, your needs grown, your wants grown. But the biggest thing you don't want to do is have to dump your family's life savings into fixing up something that you didn't realize existed with your new home. If you're looking for one of the best home inspectors out there, I urge you to reach out to my friends at House on the Rock Inspections, 615-717-7900. Back to the show. So, like I said, you know, when it comes to giving up, my kids, for example, I don't want them to see their dad quit. You know, I don't want them. I'm setting a role model, you know, or setting a position for them to where they can look and say, hey, this is how things are done. You don't quit. You keep trudging forward. You keep doing what it is that you have to do. And you keep growing. And that's the lesson I want my kids to have. Most of you know that I'm running for Ward 1 Alderman here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. I got asked the other day, have I ever ran for a political office before? The answer is absolutely not. I never envisioned myself in being in the position where that was even a possibility. That's the thing. When you don't quit, when you keep pushing forward, endless possibilities become available. Did I ever think that I'd be running for a public office? No. Did I ever think I would be a successful loan officer? No, because I did so by necessity back in the day. I closed loans when I needed to close loans because I needed a paycheck and that was it. And then when things clicked and I had kids or a kid on the way, there was no longer the opportunity to do it just so things could click and so I could get by and pay my bills. It became mandatory because I had mouths to feed and responsibilities to take care of. And that's what really changed my life. You know, it wasn't that just one day I decided, hey, I'm going to be the best. But when I wanted to be the best, I pursued it as hard as I could. But back to this magazine. So, you know, there's a series of questions. There's multiple candidates in the magazine. There's a lot going on. You don't realize everything that goes on the political side of things until you actually get embedded in it and start participating in local government. So this magazine's coming out, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, where can I get a couple copies of these? You know, in my mind, I wanted a couple copies because it's an accomplishment. I'm doing something. I'm doing something to give back to my community, and there's people I want to send that to. I want them to open up that magazine and look and say, wow, this guy's onto something. He's doing something. You know, it's not to stroke the ego for me. It's to let the people that have helped me along the way know that they didn't help me for no reason, that things didn't go in vain, you know, I got a buddy of mine that reaches out to me from time to time on Facebook Messenger. And he says, man, he said, I'm going through a hard time right now. I got my back against the wall. What do I do? I tell him, put your fucking, tuck your chin, throw your shoulders forward and charge through it. And sometimes that's all it takes. You know, that reminder that, hey, dude, you're tougher than this. Get down, get after it, charge through it, and you'll live to see another day. And guess what? If you fail, so what? You would have failed anyways if you never tried to begin with. And this person, I have seen him grow. I've seen him do things. He laps back every now and then, and he needs a little bit of help. But as a person that's in a position that can help, all I have to do is give him some verbal advice, and he follows it and does it and takes it. That makes my time worth it. So when I see my mailbox ring and he's the sender, I take that seriously because I realize this is a person that genuinely needs some help, but he's not asking for a handout. He's asking for a hand up. He's not asking for something. He's not saying, hey, dude, I need to borrow $20. I don't have any gas in my tank. He's saying, hey, man, my mind's fucked up. I need somebody to throw me, you know, in the right direction again. Help me out here. He's looking for a hand up. And that's what I give him every single time. I reach my hand out. I pull him up. I say, all right, this is what we can do next. Anytime he's asked for something from me that allots some of my time for him, I give it to him. Why? Because he listens. You know, and that's the biggest thing. People that spend their time helping you will do so gladly as long as you take action on what it is that you tell them. Countless times, effort has been spent helping people that don't want the help. You tell people certain things and they don't actually take action on it. You know, they ask for advice and they say, hey, should I turn left or should I turn right? And you tell them, no, don't turn right. There's a cliff on the right side. What you need to do is turn left, because on the left side, it's a smooth road. And then 2, 3, 4 days later, a week later, a month later, you're talking to them, how's things going? Man, I took a right. You're right. There was a cliff there. I drove off the cliff. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get my car back up from the cliff. Can you help? What's the answer to that in most cases? The answer is no. I can't help you. Why can't I help you? Because I told you to turn left and you didn't. So when I give you advice and you don't listen, why would I want to waste my time giving advice to a person that's not willing to listen, not willing to take action? You know, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help. All you have to do is ask. Ask for a hand up, not a handout. And that's the biggest thing that I wanted to focus on today. Pushing forward, not quitting, even when people challenge you. You know, when the AJ Nashville thing, I had a lot of people that joked about it, that made fun of it. You know, it was stupid. I wish I could take my initials and do something like you, you know, but it wasn't in true, hey, I wish I could do that. It was more of a beatdown than anything. And I tucked my chin, put my shoulders forward and charged through it. The funny thing is now is it's a notable, not signature, but notable logo that people see and they recognize, you know, and that's it's a great feeling to see that. It's a great feeling to see other people support your brand. It's a great feeling that other people see that and they know what it means. I mean, I've had buddies of mine that have been out and about different places and strangers come up to them and they say they recognize that logo, or they say, hey, do you know Alex? You know, that's a great thing. But it never would have came about if I would have said, you know what, you're right, this is stupid. I'm just going to quit. So get out there, get after it, hustle, chase your dreams. Do what you have to do to make it through and ask for the hand up. You know, from time to time, we all need a hand up. But just ask for it. I hope everyone's having a great Monday. I hope things are going your way. I hope you are getting what it is that you earned and what it is that you worked for. I look forward to talking to everybody on Friday. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in.